We're doing Rav Chalap and Megillat Esther. So we were up to the night after the first party. So Esther invites Haman and Achashverosh to a special dinner. And that night, Achashverosh can't sleep at night. According to our tradition, Esther was confident that if she invites Achashverosh to a party that night, they would end the night being intimate. It would seem that Esther knew what she was talking about. That's why Esther tells Mordechai, if I initiate this night together with Achashverosh, I will no longer be able to say everything here was done against my will. I'm initiating a connection with him. I'm initiating the intimacy that will follow. Until now, every time he told me what to do, I could say I didn't do anything. I could come back and be your wife afterwards. It was all against my will. Now I'm initiating the night together. Well, then we're done. We're never going to be able to get back together again. It's the needs of the Jewish people. But our relationship, in that sense, is finished. So then Achashverosh is lying in bed next to Esther. And he can't sleep. Balayla ahuna deda shenat ha-melech. Achashverosh can't sleep. His Esther is lying right next to him. And he's thinking, why did she invite Haman to our date? Why did she invite me to a special meal? And Haman's sitting there. What's going on here? So he starts thinking, maybe there's something between Esther and Haman. Maybe people are plotting against me. Well, if people are plotting against me, why didn't anyone tell me? So the king summons in Shimshai, Haman's son, who also migrated in from Israel. That same son who had written the decree and the advice to Achashverosh, don't let the Jews build the temple, they're going to use it as a basis to rebel against you, is now serving in the palace. Mordechai's there trying to get permission to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Haman and Shimshai are inside. What they don't realize is that Esther is inside too. So Achashverosh calls him in and says, I want to start reviewing the history books. I want to understand what's been going on here. He's not the first to do this. Koresh reviewed the history books, and that's what convinced him to tell the Jews, stop building the temple. Now that I see your history, you guys are problematic people. You guys have always been rebelling. I take back my permission. So now Achashverosh is going to do the same thing. He's going to review the history books. What's going on here? He reviews the history books. He says, is there someone I didn't pay back? I'm always careful to pay people back for the good they did to me. Can you find someone who I didn't pay back? And Shimshai has no choice. Every time he tries flipping the page, he ends up on that page. And he says, well, yeah, there's Mordechai. So Achashverosh asks, what did I ever do for Mordechai? So the lads answer him, nothing's been done for him. And then the king says, who's out in the yard? And they tell him, Haman's here. Haman had just come to ask him for permission to hang Mordechai. We could say, says Rav Chalap, that after Achashverosh saw that Esther had invited Haman, so he couldn't sleep at night. So Esther is lying there next to him, and he's trying to figure out what's going on here. Something's wrong in my kingdom. Something's wrong if Esther invites Haman with me to the meal. What's going on here? He didn't know. So he said, I have to be nice to everyone now. If I'll be nice to everyone, maybe I'll figure out what's going on. And that's why he first turns to the lads. And he asks them, tell me, help me out here. Suddenly he's going to be nice to the butler. Suddenly he's going to be nice to the household help. Because he suddenly realizes, maybe they can tell me what's going on behind the scenes over here. Something's happening behind my back here. And then he turns to the chatzer. So he says, me the chatzer. He says, I want to know who's still left from the old guard in my yard, so to speak. Who have I distanced that's still here out in the yard to advise me? That's when they tell him, the only one left from the old guard is Haman. Haman's in the old guard. Haman's the Memuchan who was your advisor in the past. You remember, initially, Achashverosh was upset at the old guard. He kicked everyone out. And then Achashverosh realized, hey, Big Son and Seresh just tried to assassinate me by kicking out the old guard. I almost got myself killed. I better be careful. So he reinstates Haman, takes him back and says, you're top advisor now. He wants to placate the old guard. Now Ahasuerus says, wait a second, maybe there are more people from the old guard. If I haven't repaid Mordechai, maybe there are other people I haven't been good to. Mi vechatzer. Who's out there? Chalap gives a new interpretation. Mi vechatzer. Not the way we understood that Haman is out in the yard, but rather who's from the old guard that's still around. Let me check if I've paid them back right.